And I tell people, don't take me lightly. Don't take me for granted. Take the word what you hear and do something with it. Amen? And you can help somebody else. Where no vision is, Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And we just got through talking about part of the vision. Your vision is to stay on the right road. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. What I tell you, there's joy on that road of doing right. Amen? It said, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I'm going to read these other scriptures and I'll come back and elaborate so you won't be standing. In Hosea, and after we go to Hosea, we're going to go to Habakkuk. And those are little books in the back. You can get past them real quick because they're so small. They'll be a little bit before Matthew. They just kind of tagged along again in there together. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Habakkuk, that's the last one we're going to read. Okay. Habakkuk chapter 2. And we're going to start reading at verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by faith. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Lord, we should continue to go before us. God, even elaborate on your word. The Bible speaks about where there's no vision, the people perish. And that's the title of this message today. Where there's no vision, people perish. A vision is the ability to see. A vision is insight, something you can see or feel in your spirit that may not even be happening right at the present time. But you feel it and you see it. It's like a dream. It's like a thought, but it's more than a thought because it comes to fruition. It's goals in life. It's things that it's in your spirit. God's put some things in your spirit or put some things before you that they can be natural things or spiritual things. But we're talking about spiritual things. God can let you know, I got greater things in store for you. So, in other words, he started preparing you, telling you to get ready for those things. Amen. Amen. And even in that said, the Lord said above all things, he wished that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. God is not as concerned about you prospering in the natural if your soul is not prospering. Because he put them in that category. He said, above all things, I want you to prosper, advance, succeed, and be in health. Be in health financially, be in physical health. I want you to prosper as your soul prosper. So what God is saying, your soul have to prosper first. And that's why he say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And the Bible said the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but is righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom is not material things, honey. It's not getting up, going to work. It's not having fun with you. Those are not the kingdom of things. The kingdom of things of God is you keeping your peace, keeping your joy, helping somebody else to have peace, helping somebody else to have joy, walking right, living right. Amen. Those are the kingdom of God Amen. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I will add all these other things unto you. And glory to God. And when you're doing that, then God can put other things. He can, if he can trust you, amen, to do those things, he can trust you, amen, with other things he want to do with you. It's not God's will for people to get saved and sit in pews and just sit and say, I'm waiting till Jesus come back. God is empowering us and challenging us to get strong in him and get some place in him so we can help somebody else. If the seat is vacant the way you're sitting at, amen, God's empower you to, amen, to be able to help somebody else, to help fill the seats up beside you. The pastor's not supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it by your life. That people will see God in your life and get up and want to come to be with you in church. Amen. Amen. The vision. Without a vision, it's like in the natural. Without dreams and without goals, people just perish. You take a person that don't do anything with their life. They just wake up every day and don't do nothing. Don't take care of their body. Don't take care of their house. Don't have no kind of job. But they don't have nothing they do. What do most people do? You think about it natural. For you know it, they done died. Because it's not God's will for us to be empty like that. God wants us to be productive. Amen. He said, he even told the disciples, he said, occupy until I come. God wants you to keep busy. Amen. And the kind of busy that God's talking about, he's not talking about run 24/7. Because that just make you tired with a tired body and tired mind and everything. God is saying be productive. Productive means the things I do have meaning. They're not waste. They're not just wearing me out. They have meaning. I'm helping somebody. I'm not just helping myself all the time, but I'm actually helping other people. I'm doing things that I can help other people. And I ain't talking about go to the grocery store and all that for them. I'm talking about helping them, giving them a word spiritually sometime, helping people. Because see, when a lot of times people say, I'm just losing my interest in the, they might think, I'm losing my interest in things as well because you never talk to nobody about the Lord. All you do is talk about what you're going through and your problems. You never talk about nobody. You never encourage somebody because you never encourage. When you give out, God going to pour more back into you. Why would he pour something back more into you if you ever give nothing out? Even when I started this ministry, before I started, when God called me to pastor, I used to think that, you know, maybe I didn't heard every sermon that I didn't heard. I started getting kind of complacent, discontent where I was, because I thought that I've heard that message before and I've heard this and stuff. And I didn't know all along God was letting me know when I began to feel somewhat discontent. He let me know because I was not taking anything to do with what I heard. I was keeping it all inside and I was overcrowded. That's where I outgrew the ministry. God had other things for me to do. So that's when I began to step out as God began to help me to step out. Amen. So that's vision. When God puts something in your spirit and he's putting something before you, his intent is for you to work at that, work on that. Amen. Where it's like, just like let's say children, if they're in school and they, you know, they completed this grade, that grade, and you know, some people maybe our children might be our way, on their way out. God is wants you to look what you know, to pray to find the next thing, not just say, well, I'm gonna be out of school and I'm just gonna sit here 10 years. The devil get you in trouble and everything else. But God wants us to be productive and have some type of insight. Now, see, my vision is not your vision. So I can't tell you what your vision is. It's up for you to find out what God has for you in 2019. It should be somewhat more, should be more than what you did in 2018. Really. But how do you find out? You have to take time and seek the Lord on the regular and say, Lord, you won't pray, you won't seek the Lord. You just look, keep doing the same thing till you get very fed up one day. If you're tired of being where you are in your spirit, you're tired of being where you are, it's time for you to seek the Lord and ask him for greater and better, more directions of your future. Without a vision, where people say the same old thing, but kill folks off the scene too. Same old thing. No changes never made. It's going to be the same old thing. Without a vision, without that dream in heart, that dream, a goal in heart. You may be like, I'm looking for God to do some great things in my life. I'm looking for this and another. Keep those dreams before you. Don't drop those dreams. That's how some people, they apathy. They begin to have that. A person that have apathy, they begin to be depressed, discouraged, because they lose interest in life, period. And then for you know it, they got to go to the doctor for the gift because the fact they're losing their mind. That's because they don't have really God in their life like they need to. They're doing all these other things, but he's the center of your life. You can fill your life with all these other stuff, but if God's not the center of your life, you're going to be like a cat chasing his tail. You're never going to find solace, never find peace, never find contentment. You never find it. Somebody give God the praise. And that can, if you never find contentment, peace, you can be the most discouraged person there is. All the devil got to do is shoot the right dart in your mind. And that's what he does. He shoots the dart in the mind. And you'll wake up one day and feel like you're about to lose your mind. Because you're like, where is actually my life going? This is the same routine. Because you have not found the source that keeps you going. The source that keeps you going is God. Somebody give God a praise. So that is vision. God is going to always put some dreams before you. If you're seeking him, he's going to always let you know, my son, my daughter, I got greater for you. Somebody give God a praise. Without a vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, he that do God's will, the law said, happy is he or she. Amen. Said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And that's true. Destroyed means demolished, ruined, damaged, and injured, and messed up. We don't have knowledge, understanding. Knowledge is understanding, is comprehension, is wisdom, is capability to be able to grasp what is being said. In other words, when the word is being preached, I am able to reach out and grab it and to wrap it around my mind and to try to break it down to understand what is being said to me. If a word comes out and it is shooting all the time over your head, you're not benefiting from the word. Because the Bible said, you should know the truth. Truth will make you free. So if you don't know the truth, you're not going to be free. See, God can speak one word to you, and you can be gone for 10 or 15 years in bondage with a certain situation. And God can speak one word to you, and you grasp that word, understand what you say, I feel so free. I feel so good. Because the Bible said the truth didn't say it set you free, it said it'll make you free. It's a guaranteed thing. You'll be made free. And no more bondage in that area. Now, if you got some other areas you need to be free, whom the Son sets free, it's free indeed. God will set you free in those areas. When you're free, that means you know the truth. Can't nobody tangle you up no more. The devil can't either. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. My people are destroyed. If you destroy somebody, something, if something is destroyed, that means it's demolished. It's no good for nothing. It's messed up. God said his people are destroyed because of what? Lack of knowledge. A wise person is going to hear, in the book of Proverbs say, a wise person is going to hear, and they're going to continue to hear, and they're going to increase learning. They're going to be open to learn. If you're not open to learn, it's like in school. If you don't listen to what the teacher say, you don't do what the assignments that need to be done, at the end of this school year, everybody else is going to pass and you're going to be flunked out. You have to hear God's word, and not only hear it, but you got to take it in and do something with it. Knowledge is power. It's ability to act. You would have the ability to act over the devil, over any obstacles, because you know better. Because you've been in the word. You say, no, the devil says it's going to be like it. You say, no, it's not. It's going to be like this because God says it's going to be like this. You have to tell the devil that God has the last say so. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like. God has the last say so. Somebody give God a praise. My people are destroyed for the lack. That means there's a shortage of knowledge. Why is there a short of knowledge? It's giving you an answer right here. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. And God said, if you reject knowledge, I'm going to reject you. That means it's like a child. You got children in school. I'm to keep using the children because that's, for example, it goes to us as adults. You got children in school and they're saying everybody's trying to bend down and take the test. Everybody's trying to do their work. But you got some is playing, throwing balls or whatever, not doing their work. And they say I ain't paying attention. Nothing but teachers say. They mind is out the window doing everything. And so they reject learning. They reject what the teacher said. So down the road, the devil got a cake baked for them. Some of them might end up locked up on ankle braces and everything, or shot down to death or something, because they weren't paying attention what was being said. Same way. We come to the house of God. God wants us to not take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Listen to what you can listen to and rap it and study it. Ask God about it. Learn it. Receive it. But if you throw it out the window, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. Honey, you're going to need it real soon one day. You don't know if you're going to get it back again. Somebody give God the praise. God said, because if you reject my word, you reject me. When you reject the word of God, you reject God. If God said, by my stripes, you were healed, you said, no, I ain't paying no attention. No, I ain't healed. Okay, you have what you say. You shall have what you say. You shall have what you believe. If God said, I'm going to bless your finances, you know, no, my finances going to stay the same way all the time. You shall have what you say. Even if you don't say, if you think it, you will not get no advance. You will not get no breakthroughs. Somebody give God the praise. So he said, my people are destroyed, for there's a shortage. Why is the shortage there? Because you reject God anyway. So if you reject God, you're not going to study the word of God. You reject God, you're not going to pray. You're not going to do nothing, God said, because you reject God. Right. So why should he fool with you? Right. He's just going to the next person. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Just teaching here. Look like I'm doing more teaching today than preaching, but that's all right. But my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I also reject it. When God said, when you reject my word, you reject my will, I reject you too. When you call up on me, you might not be able to get me as fast as somebody that's been calling on me all the time. Somebody give God praise. And in the book of Habakkuk, it says, I will stand upon my watch. And I love that scripture, because I find myself doing that. I stand, so to speak, in the spirit. When I'm inquiring of God about something, I'm praying about it. And I'm trying to figure what's going on with this situation, Lord? What is the next move for me in my life? Or either, God, I've been praying about something. I'm wondering when you going to do this, or what am I supposed to be doing? That's what you're standing up when you think about stuff like that. Oh Lord, when is this situation going to change? Or when is that situation going to change? When you're talking not to nobody else, but you're talking to God about it, you're standing, so to speak, on the watch. You're inquiring of the Lord. You're standing up in prayer. Lord, I've been talking about this. You know, when you're going to change this? When is this? You know, you're inquiring about the Lord. That's a good thing. It's better to inquire of the Lord than inquire to somebody, but nobody else. You know what? Don't nobody have your answers? Don't nobody have my answers? I can relate to you. I can talk to you about my problem. What good is me going to talk about to you about all my problems? You can't really help me. If, you know, other than I say, would you pray for me? You can't really help me because you got problems. Yes. So it said, I would stand up on my watch. It said, I would stand upon my watch. What he's saying, not actually talking about a watch right here. Because I'm standing watching, Lord. I done prayed about some stuff. And I'm standing watching. I'm on alert to see what you're going to do about it. This expectation. Ain't that, that's good, isn't it? God wants you to be in expectation. He said, and set me upon the tower. Number one, he like, I'm really looking. Towers high. I'm looking, God. I'm looking to see how you're going to work this out. I don't know about you. Anybody looking? I'm looking how God going to work some things out in my life and work some things all around about me. Amen. To see if this ain't only in your life, it's all about you. It might be in your household. It might be on your job. You look how God going to work it all out.
Amen.
Amen. And so I'm standing by my watch and set up on the tower, and I will watch. See, and that's a person that's watching is looking for. I will watch to see what he will say unto me. They're looking for a reply. And you can put that your name in that situation, they whatever in your heart. Lord, I'm looking for answers for the things I've already talked to you about. I'm looking to see how the outcome is going to be. Amen. Is that good? That's expectation. Because if you don't, you have no hope in this life.
Right.
If people have no hope, it's perish. You perish. Going to set me up on the tower and watch to see what he was saying to me and what I shall answer when I reprove. And the Lord, verse 2, and the Lord answered me. God answered him and said, write the vision, make it plain. God has responded to the prayers of inquire, of being inquired of. And God began to tell him what the vision was. He said, now write it. He has it given to him. He said, now you can write it down. I was talking to somebody not long ago. I was saying I got about 3 or 4 journals or stuff, old journals and stuff. And I got one for 2018 too, but the other ones are filled up. I write down stuff. I write mine literally, physically down. Because I just like to go back when I need it and grab it. Say, write the vision. If God say he going to do something for you, it's good to write it down. Because see, we are human. We forget. When we get in the heat of a battle, we'll forget all about what God said. It's good if you can to jot it down. I'm writing it down. And the Bible said, making it plain. I'm writing it down. And God said, he said, write the vision and make it plain. Make it plain where you can understand it too. It's for you. And it said, and then if it's something for somebody else, then make it plain. And he that run, that he may run, may read it. He that may run, that readeth it. In other words, I'm going to write this vision down, this dream that God's given me, things that God's speaking to me about my future. I'm going to keep it in mind and heart, or I'll jot it down. And in other words, it said, he that may run, that read, that means I'm going to be excited. I'm going to have joy. I'm going to be able to continue doing what I do with happiness. I'm going to be able to run and not be weary. I'm going to be able to walk and not faint. And it said, for the vision, even though God spoke it to you, showed it to you, but the Bible said, for the vision is yet for appointed time. God can show you something, and that's because he show you something. That don't mean it's going to happen right then. It may, and it may not, but he has a set time. All you need to know, whether it's happening now or not, you got to know that thing that I prayed about, it's going to happen. And the devil would show you all kinds of signs to make you, all kinds of things that make you think it's not going to happen. But when you get discouraged or get a little down, you got to go back and say, Lord, keep me encouraged. You told me you was going to do that. The vision is for appointed time. Appointed time is a set time. Let's say you got a doctor's appointment. You have to be there on March 23rd, 2019. God might not give you the exact date, but God got a date on that. Or whatever you waiting on, he got a date when that thing going to come to pass. Somebody give God, I don't know about you, but I know God got some dates for me. I may not know the date. I don't need to know the date. Sometimes you don't need to know too much because you get in God's way. Amen. So God knows the date. Amen. He said, write the vision. It's saying, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for a point of time. But at the end, God said, at the end, you ain't going to have to worry about it. It's going to be manifested. Because it said, it shall speak and shall not lie. See, we carry stuff when we can't see faith. Now faith is the substance of things are hoped for and the evidence of things are not seen. So therefore, when we're going through challenges and everything and we're still trying to hold on to God, we're walking by faith. But after the answers come, you need not to walk by faith by that for that. Maybe it was something else, but not that. You don't need faith for that no more because it's already done. It said for the vision is for a point of time, but at the end, in other words, it's going to be so clear, it's going to be done, it's going to speak for itself. It said the vision is to speak. It's because it's going to be manifested. It says for the vision is yet for a point of time, but at the end it shall speak. And God said it's not, and it shall not lie. Because God said, I'm not a man that I should lie. And it said, though it tarry, or though it look like it's delayed, or though it wait, it said it will surely come. God said, don't worry about it because it has not come yet. I don't think God said, cast not your confidence away in me. Cast not away your confidence in me, for it will surely come. And it said, behold, his soul which is lifted up in him is not upright in him. But the just shall live by faith. The righteous, you're going to live by your faith. The Bible said, when the Lord come back to this earth, shall I find faith. God don't want your money. He don't want your shout. He don't want your dance. He just want to know if you got faith. He just want to know if you believe it. That's all. He said, when he come back, he didn't ask you for your clothes. He didn't ask you for nothing. He said, when I come back, shall I find faith. He don't hear about your problem. He said, all I want to know is, am I going to find faith? Because the Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. God just want to know if you believe that I'm a rewarder. The Bible says he that come to God must believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I don't know what other people preaching they pulpit, but it's time to hear what God is saying. Give me this day my daily. We need a live word from where we live at. Amen. We don't need the Lord is my shepherd and I shall no one and Daniel's and the lions in the den and all this. We need to come up. That's good for a start off, but bring me on where I live at. Bring me where I live. So I live in the 20th century. I need to know how to make it today. I need to know how to stay saved today. I need to know how to stay encouraged today. Amen. So bring it down to where I live at today. The Bible said, give me this day my daily bread. Amen. No vision. So in 20, you know, not making no New Year's resolution and everything, but we should be, amen. I don't know. I don't know about nobody else. But if you come to a point in your life and there's some discontentment there in your walk with God, and there's some frustrations, that's because you need to come up higher. God's calling you and me up higher. Amen. Every so often you will feel that. It's just like a child growing. You will feel like growth. God will be pushing on you like you can do better than this. I want you to do better this year. I have invested more in you. I want you to. God don't expect us to stay like babies. He don't expect us to be adults, but we're like little children in mind. He wants you to grow up so you can help your children. So you can help others. Amen. There's a time and place for all things. There's a time to have fun, and there's a time to be serious. If you play out through your life, amen, you're going to be empty-headed. Amen. If all your life is full of this play, fun, no seriousness, no God, no God's not in your equation, you're on a bad road. Amen. Amen. You'll be like them, like children. We're going back to children again. Let's use, for example, they don't learn nothing in school. They just have an empty head up there. Most time you don't hear if somebody shot them down. They amount to nothing. You can be adult to amount to nothing. Amen. This lady used to, this probably would be funny what I really say because I said they people laugh. When I was working at the school system, this one lady, she used to always be playful. She always say, Pat, use your noodles. You know, they say brain, you know, your brain is pictured like noodles. She said, use your noodles. Well, we have to tell people, use your noodles. Just think, you know, a person that got a right mind is going to think about, I don't want to go to a burning hell. Unless something, they don't have a mind. And I believe people don't even have mind. God's going to let them give them something. God's not going to be letting people go to hell and he ain't warned them before they go. Come on now. He ain't going to let people just fall over hell and got no, the Bible said this gospel must be preached. then the end shall come. Nobody that's crossed already over on the other side that's not living now, but they dead. Nobody's going to say, you know, I didn't hear the gospel of the Lord. He got the calendar. He got the day and the time. He going to say, yes, you did. But you rejected it. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Stand to your feet. I'm done. We just worship the Lord. Amen. I went straight forward with the word. Amen. Thanking God. Amen. God has been so good. Just think about how he's been good to you and been good to me. Amen. Somebody just think about him. He's been good. You know, even I thank God for even this. I say within these last months or so, just how he just, I tell you, he just really did some great things for me. And I tell the Lord, thank you so much. Bless me, amen. I don't really have the income coming in or nothing like that, but bless me with some very precious gifts and stuff for Christmas. Bless me, baby, pay my bills. I mean, God's been so, I mean, you really don't know what it feels like to not to be able to pay your bills till you can't pay your bills like you want. When you can't pay your bills like you want, you don't know what to tell the people when you call them or nothing. You don't even want to call them till you ask God to help you. Amen. But he turned around and paid your bills. Amen. And I never seen God. I tell you, I never seen a person that really spent some time and seek God and pour out their heart before God that God don't move for them. Oh, yeah, he will move for you. Amen. He will move heaven and earth for you. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yeah, he'll give you some extra, too. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You know, I didn't even really have, like I said, nothing to do, to work with him, but I didn't stress out about it. When the Lord got through with me, he put enough, he gave me enough that I was able to share it with others. Amen. Amen. I didn't think about myself. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God such as we serve? Amen. And somebody close their eyes as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, even when you have to correct me, God, you correct us all. Lord, I am not without being corrected by you. You know that, Lord. But you do it in such a sweet way, God. And you help us all, and then we're able to help others. Lord, I just want to say thank you today. Somebody just start talking to him on your own. Lord, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me, everything you're doing for me. Lord, for even choosing me to stand before people to preach the word of God. Give me the ability and the skill and the anointing of my life to do it, to preach it in season and out of season. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I really couldn't do it without you. I probably wouldn't even want to do it without you, God. But you have made me what I am and who I am today. And my endeavors, Lord God, is to stay on the right road. And I'm asking you to keep me on that right road, Lord. Lord, don't let me get on the road to say anything goes, Lord, and it's all right to do this and that. Don't let me get on that road, Lord. I don't want to be on that road. Because the road that I'm on, Lord, is very peaceful. It's happiness. I mean, it's hope. I mean it's so much. There's so many benefits on the road that I'm on, Lord. And I see my purpose, Lord. I see why I come to church. Lord, I don't come to church. Nobody put a gun on me and make me come to church. I don't come because somebody else is going to be here. I come because I want to be here, Lord. I love you. I thank you for one day, Lord, calling me out of sin. And Lord, you drew me, God. I didn't, you know, no one can come to the Father unless the Spirit draw him. And you saved me. You wasn't lost. I was lost. You found me. And Lord, I thank you. Somebody ought to just even gather from those prayers that the things that I said, you know, that God did the same thing for you. I got purpose, Lord. And I'm not empty headed. I'm not deceived. I'm not unaware. I know in whom I believe, and I know why I exist. I used to didn't know, but I know now, Lord. Somebody go on and praise him. Come on, go on.